She stood beside him as a sales assistant ka-chinked his credit card through the machine, and then they took it home. That night, she made her husband a special meal. Spaghetti bolognese and a few lit candles to say thank you. It was a lovely evening, right up until that knock on the door. She had asked him if he would like seconds, but he wasn't there to answer. She found him in the living room, staring out of the window, hovering over the fragile vase as he looked. I won't be long, he said, and disappeared into the street. Anne listened to the low hum of their conversation. Her husband talking to another woman with a pleading tenderness she had never heard before. For a moment she thought about walking away, of not listening in, but she couldn't move. Her feet were rooted. She needed to hear everything. And the moment the conversation was over, she rushed upstairs and looked inside his wardrobe to see if it was true. Live wires they all are. What a sense of life one gets from them. Tony may be a peacemaker, but Edie is a pacemaker. She rushes the other two. She has too many ideas for them, ideas that they must put into practice. No wonder that they sometimes say, Edie has bitten off more than we can chew.
When I retire, I like to stay home and keep house. We're in hopes my husband would get himself a small hamburger place near the lake, where I can have a little garden and raise my flowers. Now we spend a lot of weekends and evenings on the river. When I'm working, I daydream about that. Hey, you got enough there, Studs?